Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. I am encouraged on this day because I have the responsibility to encourage another, and I rest in that authority, and I do so with the gentleness of the hand of God, his righteous hand, which I have landed in. And so I am a fan of God. I am a child of God. I am a supporter of God, of his will, his way in my life. And so today you shall hear a surrender. You shall hear honesty. You shall hear me be transparent about how God has made a way and has this everlasting love on my heart for him, because he is a testament that his love keeps on giving time and time again. So on last week, we celebrated 20 episodes in. Let's shout out Honey, baby, because where would we be if Honey was not committed? So I just celebrate my queen, Lady Honey. I'm not going to wait for you to do it. I'm going to celebrate myself because I know how much work I put in to fight the good fight, to change suddenly. And so with that change, I hope that you are changing with me. And now I want to introduce you to the mindset of the type of daughter I am to the King, because I know my place. And in that placement, I'm only focused on self-betterment. So I remain a student of Jesus Christ's lessons, and I study his teachings by not comparing myself to be just like Jesus. I am becoming like Jesus by agreeing to have a spirit of follower. And so in that, I allow God to have this loud power over my life. And so when you submit yourself to a ruler, that's the absolute ruler of your thinking, of your focus, and your attention, it's hard to think of yourself bigger than what you are. And so think of me as the ant and God is the earth. So that's how I go to the throne and say, Lord, fill me up until I overflow. And so I want to introduce us all to the concept of quiet power. Oftentimes when I'm around people, they think that we often think that people are more powerful than they are. So the only reason people think this is because we kind of flock around those with titles and authority. And we do this with this herd mentality because someone told you that that's the CEO. You might flock to the CEO. But remember, you have limited access to the CEO. So the difference between your CEO and my God, I have access to God for 24 hours of the day. So there is no time in the day where God says, honey, I'm too busy for you. So I can go and seek, therefore, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto me, no matter the time or hour. And so that's what I have at my disposal. And so because I know this, I'm very strategic with asking God for strategy for my life. So I don't go and approach the CEO and, and place myself in a way where I will audition for their approval and I will start acting out of character, because it's not my code of behavior to try to win someone over based on first impressions. See, I know that I'm going to have a lasting impression on that CEO or whomever is the top of an organization, is because it's not going to be that one conversation that's going to win their approval of Honey. It's going to be the 10 to 20 people that are going to back my character before I enter the room. So it's my job to make sure that my name is in the mouths of the people around me so that they are saturating the place of God's goodness and mercy. how I know that God's goodness and mercy is spreading abroad is because honey's name is the name that's mentioned. But when I show up, it's the God that I proclaim to be good. It's that fruit of the Spirit that will be on display so that God can be the one that makes the way each and every time. So in this quiet power, that's like saying that God can trust you to be small, but to win big. But to win big, you have to admit that you're just an ant to the design of God. So to the Creator, I'm just a thought of God. So with me being a thought, I know that I have to be mindful to go into, you know, the quiet place, the safe place in the whole wide world is to be in a prayer closet or in a posture of surrender to say, Lord, this day I've never seen it before. So whomever or whatever you bring, let me be able to, you know, find you in the day, no matter where you may be hidden. In the disguise, I will be able to recognize that you are here with me. Because in that, when I come to God in my quiet power, God is hovering over the day, searching all of his sons and daughters and say, who can I put my hand on today? My righteous hand. And when he gets to Queen Lady Honey, I want him to see me in a posture of either I'm repenting, either I'm praising, either I'm worshiping, but in all of those characteristic traits or postures, I'm in a place to say, God, you can use me. So I always want to be the apple of God's eye because I know in quiet power, when I hear that roaring lion pass by, I know that I am standing on a firm foundation because I am as small as I can be. And that's an ant. And if when you really think about an ant, they are a team player. I don't care what I have to drag to my ant pile. I'm going to bring something for God to work with. And as I continue to bring one thing after the other, then I know that I'm going through a process of incremental growth. And as I'm going through that process, baby, I am preparing for a quantum leap. And as I am mounting up with those wings of eagle, I know that I am replenished with a new spirit of bravery and courage because it was my quiet power that got me in the room. Now, God will use your quiet power to allow you to stand by the mightiest people in your city, in your community. And guess what? They may underestimate who you are because they're listening for those that make a roaring sound. But see, in quiet power, everyone have been in the room and they have pushed off ego, pushed off pride. But the one with the quiet power, they're sitting there in a restful state, waiting for God to release a sound. For God to say, speak now. Go to that son and daughter and say exactly what I'm going to tell you to say. Now, in that quiet power, the person that God is asking you to engage with, they were not looking for you to be exactly what they're looking for. Because people only know good based off the worldly perceptions. But see, when it comes to the kingdom and his advancement process, God advances those who have a heart posture of humility. God hates pride. So that's why I'm telling you to take the approach of quiet power. As I take this approach, you get to see who's for you. And in that seeing of who's who, you know who to pray for. You know who's praying on you, and you know who finds you useful. But don't get caught up in who's who. Be mindful to remain exactly who you are. Because in that, that's where your quiet power will be released. And as there is a silent leak of silent power, you'll be the one that grow the leaders in the room. You will be the one to strengthen the followers, because you will be modeling a kingdom example. And as you model, God is glorified. And as long as God gets the glory, you are comforting those in the room that needs comfort, but they are ashamed to say what they don't know. They are ashamed to admit that they are in over their heads. But guess what? When they are at your table and God has presented a table of the people who may not think that they're enemies of you, but they have underestimated God's quiet power in the room. And as they sit across from you deliberating, you're going to open your mouth and make a sound. And there is the solution in the words placed on the tongue of the one with the quiet power. Now, you may wonder why is God looking for modesty? Because God is looking for us to have a heart posture like Jesus. When they took Jesus into captivity, understand that he allowed them to take him. Jesus rested in this quiet power, and I think that is what we call disruptive thinking. To truly take over an environment, you have to be a student of the room that you stand in. Never be more powerful than the leader that God has presented and put before you to teach you something. You have to move in quiet power because you have to give people the space and the opportunity to deposit some information in you. So as long as they are finding themselves to be beneficial, they will never doubt their benefit to you. But if you go and you have all of the knowledge, all of the knowing, guess what? You're going to put yourselves around people that are looking to assassinate your character. So with my quiet power, when I know that I come in and God is using me, his vessel, as a strategist, I have to go into the room and I have to make sure that all people in that room don't have access to me. Why? Because that will water down, you know, God's presence on the people. Because when people get too familiar with good, they mistreat it. So in my quiet power to make sure that it was God that visited him and not honey, I will make sure that people only have a small amount of encounters with me so that they can only see God and not my human. I preserve my human for the people that God has trusted them with my information, with my heart, and with my motives, right? And with my forward thinking. I can't give my human to the CEO. Why? Because God is using my quiet power to change all hardened hearts in that room. So as their hearts are being changed, they can't fill me up. They can't be trusted because God is purging out wickedness. So that's why we should never go into a space looking to be well-liked. Be okay with offending those people in the room. Because in that offense, they will be defensive at first until the quiet power is loosed. And everyone that's under the authority of that quiet power, they melt at the sound of God. Guess what? The enemy can't touch who God has his hands on. Every demon, every legion, anything that's many that's coming against you, first have to have God's permission to challenge you. So don't worry about going in and like, okay, I want this man to like me, this woman to like me. To heck with that. Right? I want to ruffle some feathers. I want to come into a space and call women higher. I want to come into a space and call men up. Because I am a unique gifting of God's personality. So I don't want people to be the same. Right? I'm not coming to be liked by man. I'm coming to be a good and faithful steward of my talents and treasures so that I can then in turn be a good and faithful servant to the king. So you have to know why you are doing what you do. Because when I come into spaces, I know that I can kind of say things that are controversial. And I don't do this just to, you know, pick fights or anything like that. It's just like, no, but what is truth? You know, let's debunk all of the biases. What is truth? The truth is we want to be accepted so bad that we will lower ourselves and remove our identity, which is our confidence, which is our self-esteem, to be received by someone that we don't know. So instead of doing that, I'd rather go into a place and that CEO say, man, I'm not really sure about honey. I don't really like her that much. It's something about her I can't put my hands on. And I will respect that CEO for not liking me than to respect that CEO for loving or liking a part of me that's false. I cannot be false when I'm called to be truth. And in me being truthful, that's where the breakthrough is. Because the CEO may not like me on that Monday, but by the end of that day, God is working that man or woman's heart with that quiet power. Because it's something about people in authority. They respect people who are not yes men. Initially, they don't like it. Initially, they just like, well, you get in alignment like the rest of them. But I'm not the rest of them. I am the creation that wants to see all that I am. There is no CEO on this planet. There is no person in position of power that will get in the way of what God has for me. So if that means that I have to show up as if I'm that CEO today, I do. Because I don't look at myself as if I'm in last place. I look at myself that I'm coming to replace the person with a hardened heart. I'm coming to replace the person with a wicked agenda. So is it because I hate my sister or brother? No. It's because God is asking me to take over territories. And how can I do that? I do that with quiet power. And, you know, this quiet power I speak of is the greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I am activated by receiving the Holy Spirit as my first responder. So there's a lot of times where I'm chastised and I am asked to fall flat on my face because God is like, okay, I want to use you, but you may be taking advantage of this goodness that I placed on your life. And I'm like, well, God, I didn't ask for it. That's the wrong response to have. You know, I get to see my life be so good that I get to see miracles upon miracles on practically a daily basis. For example, my car wasn't starting the other day. And I'm like, man, I am a person that is sitting with all this quiet power. If Jesus could tell Lazarus to get up out of that grave, what can my words command this day? And so I'm on the side of the road, right? And I'm thinking to myself, if I panic, is that the characteristic of God? Does God ever feel like he's out of control? The answer is no. So I was like, what's within my control? My words, my reaction. I was like, so instead of me believing this moment to be true for me to be stranded, for me to be out of luck, for me to be out of God's will, then I will accept this current circumstance. But if I know that God will never leave nor forsake me, I will put word on it. And so I go to pray and I connect with a peer, right? And in that process of that peer appearing to help me, I knew that God was the helper that I needed, my way maker, right? I need him to be Jehovah Jireh. I need him to have his provision to be provided right then. And so I called on the name of God, and immediately when I called on the name of God, that woman appeared. A man stopped his car to help me. And they were all asking, what do you need? I'm like, I don't know what I need. But I prayed over that car once more in the car. It cranked. And then I made it to my destination. And I was able to go get the car looked at. But I had to search within myself to see that, you know, God has a plan for me. And his plan is not just to have me connected with all of the elites in the building, all the people that we think are so profound and prolific. No, bump that. I need to have quiet power when there's no one around me that can help me. So when I speak of this quiet power, don't just use it to get on platforms or stages, because when you get home, you need to have the confidence and the esteem, the self-esteem, to continue to go to God's throne, to fill you up so you can be replenished. That quiet power, it has to be worked out with fear and trembling of who God is, because you can't use the quiet power from last week for this week. Right? If I had old faith, my car wouldn't have cranked up. But because I had a now faith that was hoped for, I was able to use the substance of hope to have that car crank up. And I'm sure the woman that watched me believe, I just met her, that may she and I may be, her and I may be future friends, but she got to see me operate in faith, a now faith. So if you ever want to be a queen, lady, honey, then I am teaching you step by step how I am this woman. I am an awesome steward of my gifts, and I lay it all down, and I am willing to reduce myself to an ant so that I can always look up and say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. This is God's territory. And I look to God, I say, what piece of the earth is mine? wherever my feet are, there, that shall be holy ground for honey. Because when I walk on that ground, I shall hear the kingdom make a sound. And I hope that you heard God loud and clear that quiet power is ours to keep as long as your home, your temple is a happy home that God can rest in. If not, then you're going to just be that clinging sound, you know, running your mouth, doing a whole lot of nothing. And then my quiet power is going to come and hush you. I promise you that you will watch me grow. And I'm going to be the quiet one in the room. And I'm going to be the one that take over the room. Because why? I never assume that God is not big enough to use me. I'm God's Queen Lady Honey. And before I close, I like to freestyle to my God the Father, to God the Son, and to my best resource, the Holy Spirit. So here we are. God, I let it all go for you. Listen, I want to wrap my hands around the things that are tempting, but even temptation hits the floor for you. How glorious you must be to make my eyes set on your sunrise. And as the sun sets, it is my eyes that open. I have an open chest. Replenish my heart. Grab a hold of anything that wants to pull me apart from you. God, you walk on gold, but I believe that my heart is golden. You are the best love letter. Allow me to pour out my love at your feet. If you're thirsty, may you drink these words. May my heart be what you rehearse when you are looking for a sound of good and faithfulness. I want to dress in front of you. And as I take off baggage, may you place me in my righteous robe. May I light up the room, and may I be the one that's willing to say that I am a Christ follower. It is my honor to be your Queen Lady Honey. And guys, I am God's Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.